In Northwest News on KPLU, space is tight, and you will probably have to find a new home. This is the message the Seattle School District is sending to the before and after school childcare programs that are housed in elementary school buildings. Seattle Public Schools expects 800 additional students next year. And on top of that, Flip Herndon, who's in charge of facilities and operations for the district, says starting in 2018, the district is going to cap class size in kindergarten through third grade from roughly 26 students to 17, putting an extra demand on room that is already hard to find.
Pretty much any space that's been available in a school has been being used as a classroom.
Stages, art rooms, computer labs, and even some hallways have been turned into classrooms. Now, with space at such a premium, the district says several before and after school childcare programs and preschools, like this one run by Kids Co. out of Adams Elementary in Ballard, need to find new homes by July 1st. Sean O'Neill's 4-year-old daughter, Juniper, goes here. He has no idea what he and his wife will do for childcare. He's extremely frustrated.
I was just reading this article from 2011 saying, you know, Seattle Public Schools is blindsided by this new growth. And then here we are in 2016, and we're having these really short time frames in what seems kind of reactionary measures to a problem that's been here for a really long time.
Flip Herndon with the district says if the child care program at your elementary school isn't affected by growth this year,
it probably will be, if not next year, then the year after that.
The child care programs in the elementary schools don't pay any rent to the district. Kids Co. says it's working with two commercial real estate agents to help the nonprofit navigate the commercial real estate market for the very first time. Jennifer Wing, KPLU News.